Like to share a few thoughts about the feast we celebrate today, the Feast of the Ascension. But before I do so, just a couple of opening comments I'd like to make. First of all, I'd like to say a few words about this terrible tragedy that happened down in Texas this week. Obviously, anytime there are horrendous acts of violence, our hearts go out to victims of violence, their families, their community. You know, I think about the Catholic priest in that little town in South Texas right now, trying to minister to all those families. Anytime there's violence, we want to pray. I know sometimes our culture, some people in our culture like to mock prayer, as if after a tragedy happens that prayer is just a waste of time. That's a lie. There's no better thing we can do in times of tragedy and pain than to offer our prayers. Doesn't mean it's the only thing we do, but it's definitely the greatest thing we can do is to pray for victims or families, for healing. When these terrible tragedies happen, and there's that terrible shooting in Buffalo even just a few weeks ago as well, it always reminds me of those words that John Paul II would often speak about, how that surrounding us is this culture of death. That we know that the culture that we live in is a culture that thrives on death and immorality. We think about how life is gravely not respected in so many different ways in our culture, especially the life in the womb, which is taken so frequently, and that taking of a life in the womb is celebrated, promoted, encouraged as this great good. We live in a culture with rampant sexual immorality, when it's not only just happens, but it's encouraged, it's promoted, it's celebrated. There are parades that happen to celebrate sexual immorality in all of its different forms. We know too that the family, as God designed it, is constantly being assaulted by our culture. The idea that a husband and a wife who love each other and the children they have and that family unit as God designed it, that somehow that's not the ideal anymore. That's just one of many options. And that it's not really important for kids to have a mom and a dad who love them. We see time and time again the tragic effects when kids grow up without loving parents. And so in the midst of this culture of death and immorality that surrounds us, I'm reminded, especially today on the Feast of the Ascension is the anniversary of the Great Commission. Right before Jesus ascended to heaven is when he gave the mission statement, go to his disciples, go make disciples of all nations, go and be a light. Go proclaim the truth that Jesus came to teach us. And that's what the church has been doing for 2,000 years, going into the midst of the culture of death and proclaiming the gospel of life, the gospel of Jesus Christ that brings true peace and happiness to the world. Also, in the last few days too, when these kind of tragedies happen, got a few emails, some questions too, just about the whole topic of security here at our church and our school. I think back to when I was in college, when I first started thinking about becoming a priest, thinking about homilies that I might preach one day. Chalk this up to something I never thought I'd have to talk about one day as a priest. But this is the world we live in. So in regards to security, I think it's just good for all of us to know, especially with our school. Our school is a wonderful place. I'm so grateful for all of our staff and teachers that make it such a wonderful, safe place for our children. We have very good protocols and procedures at our school for safety. All the doors in our school are locked all day long. The only way into the school is through one entry, and you have to buzz your way to be welcomed in. We do different procedures and practices like other schools. We're in constant contact with our school resource officer through Wright County. Our school is a wonderful, safe place where our children can come to grow and learn to be the saints that God is calling them to be. in regards to our church. This church, we're obviously a large venue. A lot of people like to come to Mass here. That's a good thing. We want to keep promoting that. Maybe not so much Memorial Day weekend, but it's a good thing that people want to come to Mass here. That's great. The prevailing wisdom for large venues is, we've received these information from Wright County Sheriff's Office, is that large venues, the wisdom is you have one entry point and many exit points. Fortunately, we have many exit points in our church. So God forbid any kind of emergency happen, there are a lot of ways to leave the church. We are going to take a little more prudent advice from Wright County Sheriff's Office to really limit to just one entry point to our church. We've always had three recently. During Mass, we've kept normally the choir door, the west door that doors into the gathering space, and then the main entrance to the gathering space. Normally, we've kept all three of those entrances open. Starting this weekend, when Mass begins, we're going to lock the doors over there by the choir, and we're going to lock the west gathering space doors so that the main entrance will be the only doors that are open during Mass. So if you like to use those side doors when you come to Mass, and you sometimes like to show up to Mass late, maybe this can be a little inspiration for you to show up to Mass on time. Also, there's a few parishioners who are in law enforcement. They've reached out to us and just offered their advice and counsel. So we're going to have a little meeting with some parishioners who are in law enforcement just to get their feedback and thoughts about how we can continue to make our church a safe, welcoming place where people can come to encounter Jesus, to worship God. On a much happier note, a second little announcement. We received word on Thursday from Archbishop Hebda about who our new priest is going to be, our new associate priest. His name is Father Connor McGinnis. He was just ordained a priest yesterday. He's a phenomenal young man. I know him. I've got to know him during his time in seminary. He's very excited about coming here to St. Michael. He's originally from Lakeville. He now has the title of being the youngest priest in the Archdiocese. He's 25 years old. So I have every confidence in you all as the parishioners of St. Michael that you're going to break him in very well to the priesthood. He'll start in mid-June, June 15th. And then Father Joe will be transitioning in mid-June to full-time at St. Albert's. We will on Sunday, June 12th, so in two Sundays from now, at the 11 o'clock Mass, Father Joe will celebrate that Mass, and we'll have a little reception for him out in the gathering space. I know it seems a little weird to say like goodbye to Father Joe when he's still going to live at the rectory and he's only going to be 2 miles away and he'll still help out here like when I'm gone from time to time, but we want to take some time to honor him and thank him for his service over the last 4 years here at St. Michael. Okay, a few thoughts about the Ascension. Three things that I think the Ascension reminds us of and teaches us. Number one, the Ascension reminds us that heaven is our goal. Heaven's our goal. Heaven's our home. That's where we long to be. Jesus is our leader. And what does a leader do? A leader leads. And his ascension to heaven, it's like he's saying what he said all throughout his ministry, come, follow me. In ascending to heaven, he's telling all of us, come, follow me. This is where you ultimately want to be, is with me in heaven. I talk about this all the time, but the constant temptation in this life is only to be focused on the joys and problems of this world. I'm not saying we shouldn't celebrate the joys of this world, or we shouldn't be concerned about the problems of this world. But that our fundamental, our main focus should be heaven. Heaven is my goal. Do I live my life with that thought that I ultimately want to get to heaven? That's the most important thing in my life, is to follow Jesus who led the way there. He is the head, the church. We are the body. We're meant to follow the head where he has led before us. Heaven is our goal. Number two, the Ascension teaches us, it reminds us that Jesus has not left us. On the surface, the Ascension may seem like an odd thing to celebrate. Why do we celebrate the day when Jesus left us? It's like, did he abandon us? No, not at all. in the ascension, the physical presence of Jesus has left us, but his presence has not left us. Next Sunday, we'll celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost. And now through the Holy Spirit, Jesus can now dwell in our very souls. This is why Jesus said at the Last Supper to his disciples, he said, "It's better for you that I go so that I can send the Spirit to be with you." And we know through the Holy Spirit too, the Holy Spirit is what brings about all the sacraments and especially the Eucharist. Through the Eucharist, Jesus is still with us. He has not left us. He will never leave us. He's always with us. He's just with us in a different way. And through the Holy Spirit, he's actually closer to me now than he ever could have been before. Heaven is our goal. Jesus has not left us. And number three, the ascension reminds us, teaches us, that one day Jesus will come again. The last line in our opening reading from the Acts of the Apostles that tells the story of the ascension. After Jesus ascends, the angels show up and they say, "Men of Galilee, why are you looking up at the sky? This Jesus who left will one day return in the same way." One day, Jesus will come again. Now, we don't know when that's going to be. Of course, that makes it a little hard. But he's going to come again. And do I live my life as if Jesus is coming back? And it might be today. Jesus might come back, we don't know, but he might come back 5 seconds from now. Okay, he didn't come back, but he is going to come back at some point. It may be 5 minutes from now, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, 50 years, 50,000 years, but he will one day come again. And so he invites us, he encourages us always to be ready. And so somewhere in the back of my mind, every day should be that reminder, maybe this is the day that Jesus is going to come back. And am I ready to face him? If today is the day that he's going to come back, am I ready? The ascension reminds me, always be ready, because he's coming back. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that grace, that we could always live our lives with the mentality that heaven is our goal, that we would never forget that Jesus has not left us, that he's always with us, and that we would, yes, live our lives remembering the truth that one day Jesus will come again. And Lord, help me always to be prepared. Help me always to be ready.